Trump on Monday said that the bilateral cooperation with Russia on the conflict of Syria has the potential to save hundreds of thousands of lives.
This was a very constructive day. This was a very constructive few hours that we spent together. It's in the interest of both of our countries to continue our conversation, and we have agreed to do so. I'm sure we'll be meeting again in the future, often, and hopefully we will solve every one of the problems that we discussed today.
President Trump says the United States and Russia must find ways to cooperate in pursuit of shared interests. Britain's prime minister has launched a strong attack on Russia while the Trump-Putin Helsinki talks were taking place. The AP's correspondent, Charles de Ledesma, has that story.
Theresa May's critique on Russia came at about the same time President Donald Trump sat down with his Russian counterpart at the Helsinki summit. May has told lawmakers in London Russia's leadership is committed to trying to undermine Western values on a number of fronts. She then condemned what she claims was Russia's use of a lethal nerve agent inside Britain, its shielding of the Syrian government, its support of Iran, and the spreading of what she called malicious fake news on an industrial scale. May says she welcomed the Helsinki summit, but would like to see a change in Russia's actions. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Syrian rebels and government forces clashed over a reconnaissance point near the frontier with Israel as the government pressed toward with military operations in the country's southwest. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported government forces bombed villages and rebel positions around Tel el-Hara. The group said 12 of the government forces were killed in that clash. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Joe McDonald reports China has launched a WTO challenge on $200 billion in new tariffs from Washington. However, it may not impact the United States much, but could generate international support for Beijing.
The Trump administration so far has been fairly indifferent to the WTO, so there's no indication yet that it would cause the U.S. government to do anything. However, this does give China street cred, so to speak, as a loyal member of the WTO. Other governments have been irked by the fact that Trump went outside the WTO, which is supposed to be the global trade regulator.
The challenge came less than a week after the new tariffs were announced, but will not take effect until at least September. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini said that if she were a journalist, she would ask U.S. President Donald Trump who he considers as his friends. Mogherini was responding to comments made by Trump in an interview with CBS News where he described the European Union as a foe.
We have many other friends in the world. Canada, South Korea, Japan. Tomorrow we're signing a trade agreement with Japan. Australia, New Zealand. Today and tomorrow I'm hosting here the foreign ministers of all the Latin American and Caribbean countries, Africa, and you name it. So we have very clear in mind who our friends are.
Mogherini said, quote, a change in the administration doesn't change the friendship between countries and peoples, and for sure we consider the United States friends, end quote. Nearly 200 migrants were brought to the Italian port of Pozzallo early on Monday aboard an Italian Coast Guard ship sailing under the Frontex agency mission. VOA's Philip Alexio reports.
Italy's interior minister had vowed to prohibit further disembarking in Italy of migrants who were rescued while crossing the Mediterranean Sea unless the burden is shared by other EU countries. Germany, Spain, and Portugal each agreed to accept 50 of the migrants, following similar offers by fellow European Union members France and Malta on Saturday. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Iran said Monday that if President Donald Trump wants to negotiate after pulling the United States out of the international deal meant to prevent Tehran from developing nuclear weapons, he will have to initiate the call. In May, Trump said he was unilaterally pulling out of the agreement because he felt it wasn't strong enough and didn't cover other issues of concern to the United States and its allies. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited a southern Israeli town bordering Gaza Monday that was pummeled with rockets from the Strip over the weekend. He told community leaders that Israel is engaged in a lengthy battle. For additional stories, visit our website or download our mobile app. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
Great news! It's VOA. With all the latest hits, right here on VOA1.